Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the challenger from Palmer Park, Maryland, the very exciting and talented World Boxing Council welterweight champion of the world, vying for the junior middleweight championship of the world at 153 pounds. He's on my left from the blue corner. This is Sugar Ray Leonard. Ladies and gentlemen, from Uganda, now fighting out of Denmark. He's undefeated. He weighs in at 153 pounds. Let's welcome for the first time in this country the champion of the world, Ayu Kalule.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to part 7 of the life and times of Sugar Ray Leonard here on the Hitman Chronicles. This is your host, the original great Rob Silver, and today we take a look at Sugar Ray Leonard's June 25th, 1981 fight at the Astrodome in Houston, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, Sugar Ray Leonard, after defeating Roberto Duran, which we talked about in our last episode, the No Mas fight. He went on a vacation, but during the vacation, well, actually when he came back from vacation, December of 1980, he advised Mike Trainer to offer Aaron Pryor, who was the WBC super lightweight champ, no, I'm sorry, the WBA junior welterweight champion of the world. I'm getting these criminal cartel organizations mixed up, and I apologize, early signs of dementia. Aaron Pryor had destroyed Antonio Cervantes, one of the greatest junior welterweights, 140-pound fighters of all time, on August 2nd, 19, in 4 rounds in Aaron Pryor's hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio. Mike Trainer, on behalf of Sugar Ray Leonard, offered Aaron Pryor $500,000 to face Sugar Ray Leonard, and it would be Sugar Ray Leonard's first defense of his WBC title that he had regained from Roberto Duran. Now, this will show you, ladies and gentlemen, that you guys cannot listen to clowns on social media. Sugar Ray Leonard never ducked Aaron Pryor. Now, Aaron Pryor was ducked by several fighters. In the history of boxing, in my opinion, the two most ducked fighters were Aaron Pryor and Marvelous Marvin Hagler. May they both continue to rest in peace. You heard my Marvelous Marvin Hagler 10-part series. If you haven't heard, check out the archives. At the very beginning of the series, the first 3 episodes, I talked about Hagler and how he was ducked by Vito Anafirmo, Hugo Coro, Rodrigo Valdez. And then Vito Anafirmo gave him a title shot. And then after the draw, Vito Anafirmo ducked him again. Wouldn't give him an immediate rematch. Aaron Pryor was ducked by Howard Davis. Aaron Pryor was ducked by all the lightweight champions. He had to move up to junior welterweight because he couldn't get a shot at the lightweight title. Jim Watt ducked him. They all ducked him. So what did Helmut Kenty do? He destroyed Antonio Cervantes in the 4th round, and now he wants to get a big payday. But Sugar Ray Leonard, ladies and gentlemen, did not duck him. Do not listen to idiots, clowns on social media talking about, oh, Sugar Ray ducked Aaron Pryor. No, no. He offered Aaron Pryor $500,000. Aaron Pryor rejected it, so Mike Trainer came back with a counteroffer of $750,000, and Aaron Pryor ducked that. It would have been the biggest payday of Aaron Pryor's career. Also during that time period, Aaron Pryor's wife, a fiance who became his wife, shot him. And so Aaron Pryor had to recover from a gunshot wound. Ladies and gentlemen, eventually I will do a 10-part series on the life and times of Aaron Pryor, and we will go into complete detail, and I'll talk about all the fighters that ducked him. Sugar Ray Leonard was not one of them. So after Sugar Ray Leonard couldn't get a fight with Aaron Pryor, he went ahead, and oh, and by the way, the reason Aaron Pryor rejected the $500,000 and then the $750,000 was that he was upset that Sugar Ray Leonard was getting $4 million. Ladies and gentlemen, Sugar Ray Leonard's the A side. Now, I agree that Aaron Pryor was on the same level as Sugar Ray Leonard skill-wise in my 48 years of watching boxing. I've got Sugar Ray Leonard as the greatest fighter I've ever seen. I've got Aaron Pryor as the fifth greatest fighter I've ever seen. So this would have been a monumental fight. But Aaron Pryor was not a pop culture icon like Sugar Ray Leonard was. He should have taken the money, ladies and gentlemen. It would have been a phenomenal fight. It would have been a 50-50 fight. Gun to my head, I couldn't tell you who would have won. I would have rooted for Aaron Pryor, I'll tell you that much. But I wouldn't have went in there confident. My father wouldn't have went in there confident because we both would have known it was a 50-50 fight had it occurred. Never occurred. One of the biggest ifs in boxing history. So instead, Sugar Ray Leonard went ahead and he signed to fight Larry Bonds in the spring of 1981 at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse, New York. Over 20,000 people attended that fight. Sugar Ray Leonard, in a one-sided mismatch, beat Larry Bonds from pillar to post before referee Arthur McCanty finally stopped the fight in the 10th round. So now, Sugar Ray Leonard turns his attention to Thomas Hearns. Thomas Hearns turns his attention to Sugar Ray Leonard. The biggest fight, and still the biggest fight in the history of the welterweight division. Ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't Felix Trinidad versus Oscar De La Hoya. It wasn't Errol Spence versus Terrence Crawford. The biggest fight in the history of the welterweight division occurred September 16th, 1981, and that will be part 8, the next episode here on the life and times of Sugar Ray Leonard. We'll get into that. Right now, both men were looking to fight each other for the fall of 1981, and they both agreed to take an interim fight in between. It was all but a done deal after Sugar Ray Leonard beat Larry Bonds and after Thomas Hearns, a month later, defeated, Randy Shields. They both decided it was time to face each other, but they were going to do one pay-per-view in the middle. Well, not a pay-per-view. I keep saying pay-per-view. Closed circuit. And my father took me to the Puerto Rico Theater to see this fight on closed circuit. A doubleheader. A double main event. Thomas Hearns will fight Pablo Baez in the co-main. And the main event will be Sugar Ray Leonard versus Ayub Kalouli. June 25th, 1981. At the Astrodome in Houston, Texas. Sugar Ray Leonard mentioned in his book that he knew this was going to be a tough fight. Matter of fact, Bob Arum was telling the world, because Bob Arum was the promoter of this extravaganza at the Houston Astrodome, and Bob Arum thought that he had the guy that could beat Sugar Ray Leonard. Now, Ayub Kalouli was a tough guy. He was 36-0, undefeated fighter from Uganda who had migrated to Denmark, Copenhagen, Denmark, because people remember that Idi Amin, up until the mid-70s, was this mass murderer, head of Uganda, the dictator of Uganda. And you had fighters like Cornelius Boza Edwards and Ayub Kalouli flee Uganda, and they both migrated to Denmark, and they both lived great lives in Denmark. Eventually, Cornelius Boza Edwards would migrate to Las Vegas, Nevada, and kudos to Floyd Mayweather, who gave Cornelius Boza Edwards a job in his camp to take care of Cornelius Boza Edwards, because his Uncle Roger told Floyd, look, this guy's a contemporary of mine, this guy was a warrior, let's take care of him. And so kudos to both Roger and Floyd Mayweather for giving Cornelius Boza Edwards a job when Cornelius Boza Edwards needed one in the Floyd Mayweather camp. Anyway, back to Ayub Kalouli. Kalouli was making the fifth defense of his WBA Junior Middleweight Championship, a title that he had won from I hate when I butcher people's names. I'm sorry. Masashi Kudo. October 24th, 1979. He won a convincing 15-round decision. And let me make sure this was his fifth defense. He defended his title four times successfully before signing to face Sugar Ray Leonard in what would be his career-high payday of $150,000. Sugar Ray Leonard would be paid $2.5 million to face Ayukluli in Sugar Ray Leonard's attempt to be a two-time world champion. Now, Sugar Ray Leonard wasn't going to abdicate the 147-pound title. He took this fight as a nice payday to win a second title fight, a second title belt, a second championship. But the goal was to face Thomas Hearns in the fall of 1981. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go in Hitman Chronicles, OG Rob Silver time machine, and we are going to check out, like we always do, the play-by-play. We're going to revisit the fight, and I'm going to recreate the play-by-play like I do each and every week on all the Life and Times episodes, the historical overviews. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you guys the link to the fight. Whatever app you're watching it on, I mean, whatever smart device you're watching that you watch on, whether it's your Apple phone, whether it's your Chrome, whether it's your Android, whether it's your Mac notebook, whether it's your Chromebook, whether it's your laptop, whether it's your smart TV, whether it's your iMac, whether it's your Windows computer, go to YouTube. Type in Sugar Ray Leonard versus Ayub Kaluli. Ayub Kaluli. K-A-L-U-L-E. Sugar Ray Leonard versus Ayub Kaluli. Vintage boxing. And you're going to see Sugar Ray Leonard versus Ayub Kaluli ITV pop up. That's the link. My buddy Martin from the UK runs that YouTube channel, Vintage Boxing. It's the best boxing channel on YouTube for the pristine footage and never before seen fights on his channel. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go there. I want you guys to mute your devices. My device is mute. And I'm going to give you the timestamp as to when to start the fight. Let me make sure I get it correctly here. All right. Okay. Let's go to the 1 minute and 17 second mark of this YouTube link. Sugar Ray Leonard versus Ayub Kaluli, ITV on Vintage Boxing. And now, if you need to pause this podcast. Also, if you're not watching on an Apple TV, if you're watching on your smartphone or all the other devices, you can click on to the link of the fight I have in the description of this podcast. All right. I'm about to do the countdown. And then when I, from five, and then when I say hit play, hit play. 1 minute and 17 mark of the link of the fight on YouTube. Sugar Ray Leonard versus IU Kaluli. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hit play. There we go. And you see Ayub Kaluli. He's on the screen with his handlers in back of him as they introduce Ayub Kaluli, making the fifth defense of his WBA Junior Middleweight Championship, the 37th fight of his career. He is 36-0. I believe going into this fight, Sugar Ray Leonard was 29-1. Ladies and gentlemen, you look at it, Kaluli's only an inch taller, inch shorter than Sugar Ray Leonard, and he has a 3-inch reach advantage. Ayub Kaluli built like a tank. As we get ready for round one, I believe that's referee Carlos Baracal, who's a tremendous referee. As we get ready and we begin round one. 15 rounds for the WBA Junior Middleweight Championship of the World. And ladies and gentlemen, Sugar Ray Leonard is going to have to focus. Kaluli is a tremendous inside fighter who while he doesn't have one-punch knockout power, he has tremendous stamina and he wears down his opposition. He landed a nice combination there. Sugar Ray Leonard with a nice combination. Kaluli comes back. Sugar Ray Leonard's got to be careful. Kaluli's a tough bastard. Great chin. Tremendous puncher inside. And while not a one-punch knockout artist, he likes to wear you down and take over in the second half of the fight. So Sugar Ray Leonard wisely has to move like he's doing, and he's got to rely on that jab. Nice combination there to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Now, another combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard has to start utilizing his jab, though. Nice jab there to the body by Kaluli, who also, on another thing, Sugar Ray Leonard has not fought many softpaws in his career. This is easily the toughest softpaw he's fought in his 31st fight as a pro. Nice right cross there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Oh, nice combination to the body by Kaluli. Kaluli forcing the action like he always does, less than a minute left in the round. Kaluli has landed some nice shots here in the first round. He's definitely giving Sugar Ray Leonard some problems. Over 25,000 fans in attendance here at the Houston Astrodome. Nice three-punch combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. And Sugar Ray Leonard now, in four consecutive fights, has drawn over 20,000 per fight. Over 40,000 in Montreal against Roberto Duran. Over 25,000 at the Superdome versus Roberto Duran. Over 20,000. Nice four-punch, five-punch combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Then Kaluli comes back to the body. Kaluli is a tough dude. You hit him, he's going to come back. And now over 25,000 at the Superdome. So as you see right now, Sugar Ray Leonard is hands down the biggest draw in boxing back in 1981. Nice combination. Oh, nice left hook. Nice left hook, another left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard, but that left hook right before that, another right cross combination, left hook combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard landed the best punch in the round, and Sugar Ray Leonard talking shit to Kaluli as the round ends. That round goes in the book to Sugar Ray Leonard 10-9. There goes Ray Leonard Jr. Sugar Ray Leonard Jr. Ray Jr.'s in the house, ladies and gentlemen. We get ready for round two coming up soon. Angelo Dundee giving instructions to Sugar Ray Leonard. Here we go, round two. By the way, I mentioned that Sugar Ray Leonard had offered Aaron Pryor, well, Sugar Ray Leonard's people, Mike Trainer, his business manager, the man who was his number one advisor. Stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard when it came to his money. The man, oh, nice three-punch combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. I don't know who's texting me in the middle of all this. Oh, okay. I see who's texting me. I just got distracted. Oh, nice three-punch combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Anyway, Sugar Ray Leonard and Dave Jacobs had parted ways after his fight against Roberto Duran, the first fight. Dave Jacobs then became Aaron Pryor's trainer. And so that would have been an excellent story to tell. Ooh, nice right cross there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard now beginning to land at will. Another right cross there by Sugar Ray Leonard. And we all know that the biggest weapon against a softpaw is the right cross. And Sugar Ray Leonard beginning to land it more and more. Another right cross there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard continue to move. He knows how dangerous of an opponent Ayub Kaluli was. He's not taking Ayub Kaluli for granted. He's got a lot on the line here because he's got the biggest payday in his career against Thomas Hearns if he takes Kaluli's title here. And so far, Sugar Ray Leonard impressing me with his movement, tremendous defense he's showing, stiff jab there. Oh, nice double right to the body by Kaluli. Kaluli, a tough son of a bitch, as my father would say, going into that fight. Nice right cross. Nice stiff jab. Now, my father and I were rooting for Kaluli, but we knew Kaluli wasn't going to win this fight. Sugar Ray keeping Kaluli at distance and dominating the fight from the outside. Nice left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard to Kaluli's. Oh, nice right cross. Another left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Leonard dominating this fight through two rounds. Another right cross down the pipe. Another round in the book for Sugar Ray Leonard, 10-9, 2018. Sugar Ray Leonard on my scorecard after two rounds. Sugar Ray Leonard getting the instructions from the great Angelo Dundee as we get ready for round three. Round three begins. Sugar Ray flat-footed for the first time in this fight. He's probably, you know, he studied him. He studied Kaluli. He sees he could hit Kaluli at will, but he should not stay in the pocket. Working the jab there, Sugar Ray Leonard. Nice right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. But then again, what do I know? Sugar Ray Leonard, the greatest fighter of all time I've ever seen, he knows what he's doing. Oh, nice right to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. He's got to be careful. Kaluli's best punches in this fight so far have been to the body. And Kaluli is a tremendous body puncher. Nice right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. And Sugar Ray Leonard back touched the ropes for the first time in this fight. Stay off those ropes. So far, oh, nice right cross there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Yeah, Leonard back to moving now. I'm glad to see it. I'm glad to see it. Oh, another nice right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. His biggest weapon in this fight so far has been that right cross, which is the biggest weapon against a southpaw. Kaluli has a better jab than what he's showing in this fight. His jab has been non-existent. Sugar Ray just missed with that uppercut after landing the jab. For Kaluli to win this fight, he's got to make it into a dogfight. He cannot allow Sugar Ray Leonard to move at will and to fight comfortably, throw punches comfortably. He's got to get inside. He's got to bang the body. He's got to maul him like Roberto Duran did. And Kaluli can do this. Kaluli, another combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard makes Kaluli miss a couple of times. A nice right cross again by Sugar Ray Leonard. Kaluli goes to the body there. Kaluli has to do more of that. He's got to get inside and make it a messy fight. Make it a rough and tumble fight. End of round three, another round in the books for Sugar Ray Leonard, 10-9, 30-27, Sugar Ray after three rounds. As we get ready for round number four. As you see, this footage is pure and pristine. Oh, that's the best jab Kaluli landed in the fight. That was a nice right jab there. But he needs to try to get inside off that jab. Just don't throw it out there. You're not beating Sugar Ray Leonard staying in the middle of the ring. You got to get inside and force him. Or the other formula we'll see in next week's episode. Sugar Ray Leonard with a nice four-punch combination. And he had two stiff jabs in there. Right to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Oh, nice left to the body there. Left cross to the body there. Another left cross to the body by Kaluli. Kaluli has to make this a dog. Oh, nice right cross down the pipe by Sugar Ray Leonard after a nice stiff jab. Left hook to the body. Left hook on top by Sugar Ray Leonard. Left cross by Ayub Kaluli. Left to the body by Kaluli. Leonard with a nice combination there. Sugar Ray forcing the action there. And he's choosing to slug it with Kaluli, which Kaluli landed a couple of left crosses there. Kaluli finally getting the type of fight he wants. Combination inside by Kaluli. Ooh, nice double right. Oh, four consecutive right crosses. Oh, another right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray with a left hook. Sugar Ray with a right cross. Kaluli comes back with a combination. Stiff jab. Oh! Combination to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Left hook inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard letting his hands go. The ball, no, nice right hook by Kalulu. Leonard just missed with uppercut. Kalulu to the body. Kaluli's best round. Nice left cross by Kalulu. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. End of the round, and Sugar Ray Leonard plays with Kalulu. But I gave that round to Leonard, even though it was Kalulu's best round, because Leonard landed a series of pummeling right crosses, like right there, boom, two. That was the series I'm talking about. Three. Missed with the fourth one. He had landed three straight great right crosses there. 10-9 Sugar Ray Leonard, 40-36 Sugar Ray Leonard as we begin round five on my scorecard. You know, Leonard, in the past, when he's done this, has walked into trouble. Remember his fight that we covered here on the Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard versus Marcus Giraldo. He went into a firefight with Giraldo and got caught a couple of times and was badly hurt and suffered double vision in that fight. So he's got to be careful. Kalulu could take a tremendous shot. Oh, nice right cross. And Kaluli's a tank. Kalulu beginning to land. Nice right hook there by Kalulu. Stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Oh, nice stiff right jab by Kalulu. Another right. Kalulu beginning to land that jab. Early in the round, I said a right hook. It wasn't a right hook. It was a right jab. That was beautifully a night right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Left cross by Kalulu. Kalulu with a combination inside. The confidence of Kalulu's up. You can see he can hit Leonard. Both men landed nice body shots there, but Kalulu had the three-punch combination to the body. Uppercut inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Dundee screaming at Leonard, probably telling, oh, nice combination there by Kalulu. Kalulu, a tough bastard. I don't think Dundee likes the fact that Sugar Ray Leonard is right now. No, nice combination to the body by Kalulu. Sugar Ray Leonard is fighting inside with Kalulu. He's making it a firefight. He doesn't have to do that combination again by Kalulu. This is easily Kalulu's best round. Double right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right hook by Kalulu. Combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. And combination to the body by Kalulu. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Left to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Oh, nice uppercut by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right cross down the pipe by Sugar Ray Leonard. Left cross by Kalulu. Three-punch combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Oh, beautiful right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right cross. Oh, beautiful right hook by Kalulu. That was a devastating shot. Sugar Ray is taking chances here. Slugging with Kalulu in the middle round. In the middle of the round. In the middle of the ring. Great round there. Man, that was Kalulu's best round. But I think I'm going to have to give that round to Sugar Ray Leonard slightly. 10-9, 50-45 Sugar Ray Leonard. As we go to round seven, I guess they didn't have the footage of round six here. My apologies. Don't know what happened in round six. So my scorecard right now is going to the wayside. Putting my scorecard to the wayside as round seven begins. Double jab to the body. I will just tell you who I think won the round. Nice right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. I don't like announcing fights that are missing rounds. So in the future, I will make sure that I use footage with the complete fight. Kalulu with a nice right uppercut inside. Combination by Kalulu. Another combination by Kalulu. Kalulu with a left cross. Oh, nice right hook by Kalulu. Kalulu taking it to Sugar Ray Leonard here in round seven. And at this point in time, my father and I were jumping up and down. Oh, double left cross by Ayub Kalulu. My father and I was jumping up, in the door, up and down at the Puerto Rico Theater screaming, Kalulu, to step on it, step on it. By the way, we were the only dudes in there rooting for Sugar Ray for Ayub Kalulu. Everybody else was rooting for Sugar Ray Leonard. Nice right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. This is the least active in a round I've seen Sugar Ray Leonard so far in this fight. Kalulu stepping it up there, throwing combinations. Nice stiff right jab by Kaluuya. Right cross by Leonard. Nice another right cross by Leonard. But the same pop in Leonard's punches are not there from earlier in the fight. There you go. Nice combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard with another combination, but that left hook cuffed Kaluuya. Kaluuya Leonard combination inside. Another combination by Kaluuya. Stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Nice right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. We're coming to the end of round 7. That round was definitively Kaluuya's round. And there goes Dundee. Dundee looks frustrated. Dundee's probably pissed off that Sugar Ray Leonard is in the middle of the ring slugging it out with Kaluuya when he doesn't have to. As they show highlights from round 7. There goes that nice right by Kaluuya. All right, uppercut by Kaluuya. They showing in the highlights. This was so far of the rounds we've seen so far, because we didn't see round 6. This was Kaluuya's best round and his most dominant round. As we get ready for round 8, let's see what Sugar Ray does. Does he go back to moving, utilizing the jab and the right cross? We'll see. Round 8. Let it. Going back to the jab. He's not moving back, but he is sticking the jab out. Sugar Ray Leonard continues to fight flat-footed. When he's moved, he's dominated. Nice right cross there by Sugar Ray Leonard. For the young people out there watching, listening to this podcast and watching the play-by-play recreation, look at Sugar Ray Leonard's attention. Look at how he moves his head. And that he's always studying his opponent. Kaluuya not capitalizing on the momentum he had in the prior round. He's not throwing punches in this round. So far, nice stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. So far, nothing of consequences happened in this round other than Sugar Ray Leonard going back to utilizing the jab. Nice three-punch combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. And Kaluuya not throwing punches. Right to the body, Kaluuya misses with a left cross. That right to the body was landed by Sugar Ray Leonard before Kaluuya missed with his left cross. Right to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard missed with a wild left hook there. Stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Left to the body by Kaluuya. Right to the body. Right jab to the body by Kaluuya. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard hasn't thrown any punches with full force in this round. It's like he's just trying to connect. Nice combination there by Kaluuya. Oh, nice combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Nice left hook there by Sugar Ray Leonard to finish off that combination. Left to the body by Kaluuya. Nice comeback round for Sugar Ray Leonard as we end the 8th round. I gave that round to Sugar Ray Leonard. We get ready for the 9th round here. I like how Sugar Ray Leonard in that round wasn't trying to throw with full force. He was just trying to connect, trying to land. Talk about a prophecy. I foresee winning the junior middleweight and middleweight titles before I'm through. Sugar Ray Leonard. Remember that for future episodes as we begin round 9. 15 rounds. Nice left to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. 15 rounds for Ayub Kaluuya's WBA junior middleweight championship. Nice right cross there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Nice combination to the body by Kaluuya. Like my father said, Kaluuya's a tough son of a bitch. We knew he was going to give Sugar Ray problems. Nice left to the body by Kaluuya. Nice combination inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray just missed with a whistling right cross. Another right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Nice combination to the body by Sugar Ray. Oh, nice right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard back to making this a firefight. Oh, nice double combination to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another combination to the chin by Sugar Ray. Right cross by Sugar Ray. Left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. Kaluli with a nice combination to the body. Sugar Ray attacking out. Nice right hook there by Kaluli. Left to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Combination inside by Kaluli. Oh, this is a tremendous round, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, nice right cross by Leonard. That might have stunned Kaluli. That right cross staggered Kaluli. Left hook, oh, but Kaluli back with two right hooks. Leonard just missed with that right cross. Best round of the fight in terms of action. Oh, left to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray banging that body like a drum right now. Another left hook to the rib cage. Uppercut inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Left uppercut inside by another left upper. Left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. Kaluli fighting his fight, but Sugar Ray Leonard's punches have much more on him in this round than Kaluli. A nice combination there by Kaluli. Kaluli, a tough son of a bitch. Sugar Ray Leonard attack. A nice left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another left hook to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Some of the best body punching I've ever seen Sugar Ray Leonard do in his career. Oh, nice right cross. Another right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Uppercut by Sugar Ray Leonard. Kaluli's in trouble. Another right cross, left hook, right cross combination. A beautiful three-point punch combination that dropped Kaluli. Kaluli's down. Kaluli's up, but Kaluli's out on his feet. Carlos Berco, stop the fight. It's over. It's over. A knife round knockout for Sugar Ray Leonard, who does a backflip in celebration. That was a beautiful right cross, left hook, right cross combination to drop Kaluli. Kaluli got up by the count of eight, but referee Carlos Berical did not like the way Kaluli was looking, even though the round was about to end. He did the right thing, because even if he would have survived, well, he would have survived. He would have made it to his quarter. He would have gotten battered in the 10th round, because when you are out on your feet like that, Sugar Ray Leonard is a killer. And all of that, ladies and gentlemen, was set up by Sugar Ray Leonard's tremendous body punching there in round 9. As they show the replay, look at left hook and then the right cross. Boom, that's the one that dropped him. It was a right cross, left hook, right cross, three-punch combination that sealed the deal, as Sugar Ray Leonard is now a two-time champion of the world. And let me see if there is a post-fight interview. Is there a post-fight? Yeah, there is a post-fight interview that we will play at the end of the podcast. Let me pause it there. I'm going to pause it there. And I will end the podcast with that interview. Ladies and gentlemen, after this victory, Sugar Ray Leonard and Thomas... earlier that night, Thomas Hearns knocked out Pablo Baez in the 4th round. Sugar Ray Leonard knocked out Ayub Kaluli in the 9th round. And now they sign to face each other in the biggest fight in the history of the 147-pound division. And 43 years later, forget Trinidad versus De La Hoya. Forget Spence versus Crawford. This is still the biggest fight in the history of the welterweight division. And ladies and gentlemen, that will be the next episode here on the Hitman Chronicles. Part 8 of the life and times of Sugar Ray Leonard. We go back in the time machine and we take a look at the September 16th, 1981 fight in Las Vegas. The showdown. Sugar Ray Leonard versus Thomas Hearns. Ladies and gentlemen, be prepared, because I am going to give you the entire history of that fight. I'm going to talk about what was going on in the boxing world, what was going on in my world. This was a fight that my father and I knew Thomas Hearns couldn't lose. Well, we'll talk all about it next week here on the Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the OG Rob Silver. I'm about to play the post-fight interview Sugar Ray Leonard had after knocking out Ayub Kalule in the ninth round. Before I play that, I want to tell everybody, be prepared. We've got a lot of great boxing content. I want to thank the listeners out there for the overwhelming support they gave on my last episode, the Ryan Garcia-Devin Haney review podcast. If you haven't heard that podcast, go back and listen to it. It's one of the best fight recap episodes I've ever done. I was just amazed by the greatness Ryan Garcia showed that night. But if you haven't listened to that podcast, enough of my talk. Hear it for yourself here on the Hitman Chronicles. Last week's episode, Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney. Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney. Resurrection of a career. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Next week, we take a look at Sugar Ray Leonard versus Thomas Hearns. The showdown, September 16th, 1981. Enjoy the post-fight interview I'm about to play. And until next time, when we talk Sugar Ray Leonard versus Thomas Hearns, I want everyone out there to continue to always be blessed and be a blessing.
So when Leonard really gets his man going, he doesn't let them off the hook too often and really reels away from it, Kalule. And when he goes down and then gets up, he gives me the impression he signals to the referee really to say, I don't want any more and I quit.
And the new WBA junior middleweight champion of the world, Sugar Ray.
Tremendous fight, and I like to eat my words when I call them advanced southpaw. The guy's truly a worthy champion.
Sugar, did he at any time in the fight hurt you?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I thought I pulled a muscle in my left arm. That's the reason I had to lay back until I got myself readjusted.
There was a rumor that you had hurt your left side in training. Is that a lot of baloney?
Not at all. That I prepared for this fight. Unfortunately, I was in tip-top shape and no injuries involved.
This the best win you've ever had?
Well, I tell you what it is. That means I am one man that is two champions in one world. I think that's quite unique.
I will tell you this, it really was. Ray, seated next to me, is Marvin Hagler. Would you like a piece of him?
No question about it, because I regard Marvin Hagler as one of the greatest middleweight champions in the world. And somewhere down the line, he deserves a big payday, and I will give him that. But you know who's next? Tommy Hearns.
Well, Juanita, I can't tell you what you did to your husband, but something triggered him off.
I knew it was going to go in between 8 and 8:10. I knew it.
Did you tell him you got to get home? Let's get this thing over.
I told him, I said, let's go home. Let's go home. Get it
what do you think
with.
About it, baby? Your father really looked good.
Mm-hmm.
You picked it in 10 rounds. Mm-hmm. You're going to be the next Muhammad Ali of this century. You're picking the rounds now. And here,
now we got it over with.
Yeah.
Ready to go home.
Everything went well. Here comes Dad. Here comes Sugar Ray Leonard. I want to tell you, Sugar Ray, your wife and your son both picked the round. Said we want to go home.
Well, you know, Freddie, all the boxing critics said this guy was just a pushover. And he proved them wrong once again, just like Larry Bonds proved all the boxing critics wrong. The guy is a champion, and I think outside his family, the belt was the most valuable thing in his life.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen you without less movement than you had, that you just stood right in front of him like you knew that this guy couldn't hurt you and you went right after him.
Well, that proved my effectiveness. They say that this Kalule was much too big, much too strong for me. But you know, Ferdy, I feel that I've been learning a great deal from fighting great fighters and champions like Wilfredo Benitez, Roberto Duran, and on. And I'm able to put my punches together. And the guy, The guys I'm facing today are truly champions.
And very tough champions at that. He took everything you threw there for a while.
I hit him with some shots that I thought would normally take out a heavyweight champion, but I give Ayub Kalula a great deal of credit.
We were listening in the corner. Both Jenks and Angelo were saying, use your left hand. You're going right hand crazy. You seem to be hitting him with every right hand you threw.
Yeah, well, I tried to pretty much emulate what I did to Tony Chevrolet with the right hand. But this guy proved that he was a little more elusive. And I thought I pulled a muscle in my left hand. That was really a thumb round. That's the reason I minimized the punching. But I feel great for it, and I'm glad that you're here once again.
One last thing. We're heading into maybe the biggest fight since the first Ali Frazier fight. Your feelings on that right before you go to the dressing room?
Well, before I go to the dressing room, I'm truly looking forward to fighting Tommy Hearns, and Hearns knows fully well I will defeat him.
Here's Tommy. Watch your fight.
The time has come. Reality is September 16th. All the talk you've been making, I'm not trying to put on a show for TV. I want you to prove every word that you said.
Ray, I'm definitely a man to see.
Put down the microphone. You sound like a dummy.
I'm definitely a man to see, Ray. Hey,
and
I'll tell you one thing, Ray. You forget all you say. Everything you say, Ray. Will make